under caffeinated. I only had two coffees, and I'm scared to make another one, or else I will gibber too much. Welcome to the Mac DevOps YVR podcast. This podcast is about the Mac DevOps YVR conference in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. We interview guests and discuss topics around managing Macs using open source software projects inspired by DevOps. Our goal is to encourage developers and IT to work together to solve problems for our community. For more information, see our website, mdoyvr.com. This is the Mac DevOps podcast. Welcome to the Mac DevOps podcast. I hope you remember who we are. We are Matt X.
Oh, am I supposed to say JD?
We are Matt X.
JD.
Nick Zlatko.
Got to take this on the road. We'll get better at it. Welcome to the new old Mac DevOps podcast. Some of us are old and some of us are new. What's happening in 2025, kids? What's happening, Jack?
I think we're turning it up to 11, aren't we?
Whoop. Now that's bold and that's daring. Nick, how can we top what we did in 2024?
Well, we've got plenty to go upon. Now we will find what we had before and turn it up to 11.
I'm sensing that there's a new level of intensity that we are threatening. we are planning on doing even more cool stuff with year 11. I can't believe we celebrated year 10 and now it's going up to 11. That is insane. How did we do that, JD?
Well, we survived a pandemic, and then we came back together IRL. It was successful, and it's continued to be successful. We can't do that without attendees, without speakers, and most importantly, without sponsors.
We need all three. We need you to be a part of Mac DevOps. There's no you in Mac DevOps, or is there? No, unless it's the Canadian spelling. Mac Dev. Oops. Oops with OUPS. Yes. Yeah, we need everybody, and we've had so much great support in the past from awesome sponsors, everybody that's just traveling from far and wide to come to Vancouver. I'm always so excited to see all your happy faces, all the new faces every year. And this past year, we were treated to an amazing Capture the Flag put on by Nick and his demon brain.
Well, it was fun to do, and I look forward to the next one. Already got something cooked up. Last year it was about the Death Star plans. This year, well, how can you do a good sequel? Will you go back to Star Wars and do The Empire Strikes Back? And we go to the Battle of Hoth.
Woo! I love that, but hopefully no animals will be harmed and we won't have to hide in the snow. No snow involved.
No. I hope there's not snow in June.
Yeah, there shouldn't be. It's been getting pretty hot these days.
So speaking of June, our dates for the conference are June 11th through the 13th, the 11th being our pre-conference workshops, and then the main conference on the 12th and 13th. Once again at SFU Harbor Center, beautiful downtown Vancouver, British Columbia.
It's very easy to get to. You just take a plane to Vancouver, you jump right on the SkyTrain, the Canada Line, so you know which country you're in, and it goes all the way downtown. It's so handy and convenient, and yeah, we're right downtown at the waterfront station, so easy. We're just a block away, all the usual venues. Still looking at possible hotel room blocks, but there's a bunch of hotels we've looked at for pricing. So if you act fast, then there's actually some good deals already. And as Bart unlocked last year, booking in North Van, just across the water, an extra sea bus ride away can get you some good deals. But there are deals all over Vancouver if you act fast and plan. So this is everybody's heads up and warning to book your hotels and travel as quick as you can. And yeah.
Call to action here of making your plans ahead of time and locking in those rock bottom rates before people figure out that summer's coming and they want to travel to beautiful Vancouver.
Yeah, it's hustling and bustling in the summertime. I cannot wait. Yeah.
Well, you know, while we're waiting for people talking about getting in, we can, you know, ask for those. We're looking for those speakers and topics. So, you know, we need more people. We need people to put in their papers, and we can start selecting topics for 2025.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think we should open the call for speakers. Reminder to me to do it by the time this podcast hits the airwaves.
This podcast may possibly be a pressure campaign on Matt to get all the things done.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've locked down a keynote speaker, though, and I'm having fun with everyone in the Slack trying to guess who it is. I'm very excited, and I think this will make everybody super happy because I like talks that make people think, and I think this speaker will give everybody lots of good things to think about and lots of good things to talk about, and I always appreciate that good mix at our conference.
What clues have you given, and can you give us a new one here on the podcast?
Have I given any clues? I haven't given any clues yet, but the two clues, these are two different clues, but they're one sentence. The clues that I will give are sand and metal. Those are the clues.
All right. Sounds good. I always like good clues.
Yeah. And don't let it burn up your brains too much, kids, but please send us your guesses. And I always appreciate Howard Oakley. He does like a weekend sort of Mac puzzle on his eclectic co-site. My brain needs more.
Eclectic Light Co.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, Eclectic Light Co. He does like reviews of ancient paintings, I'll call them, and disassembles, you know, Mac processing CPU stats. He does it all, but every weekend he posts like three questions and there's a related theme and you have to sort of guess. And occasionally, like, you know, it's something, you know, they're all related. It's like the answer is FireWire or something like that. But, you know, sometimes I have no idea. My brain is really trying. So it's like crossword puzzles for Mac nerds. But it's good. We need to have those make our brains work when we're not just always putting out fires or dealing with problems or, you know, all the things we do in our daily lives.
Oh, yeah.
So along the lines of the call for speakers and topics, we're always looking for the diverse voices, diverse topics, whether it's MDM, automation, security, or just like soft skills, personal growth. You know, cool things that you are doing. And if you've never spoken before, what's our golden rule here, Matt?
Quick talks always accepted.
There you go.
Yeah, I was so impressed. Yes,
please come join us. We have a lot of quick talks for,
you know, doing the quick math. Year. I think it was about 30% of people got on stage and just gave a quick talk. And it's no secret that I'm Dr. Evil, and I'm always trying to encourage people to present on cool things they've done. So after talking to people on day one, there was a lot of people that got up on day two and gave quick talks, just like, you know, it can be anything from 3 to 5 minutes, it can be 6 minutes, but game for five, and just talk about one thing you've done. And it's amazing how awesome the quick talks are. Sometimes longer talks are harder to remember and harder to prepare, but the quick talks can be. I mean, Martin from Montreal, Night Train, he talked about, you know, getting some CentOS documentation from years ago, working with current, you know, CentOS or current Unix, you know, taking documentation and modernizing it. That's an accomplishment we always have to work on. So that was a great talk. Or Nate talked about his insane AI bot. or Nindy Gill was talking about some of the software projects he's been working on. You know, just like I just everybody's done cool things, and it's just so impressive when people get up and talk about something awesome they're doing. And you'll be shocked at how much people are excited to hear it, and they are. They're all excited. So it's our most favored and maybe our most distinct thing about our conference. But yeah, I love the participation of everybody. It's beautiful. I'm gonna cry.
And it's just a great way to get your feet wet with presenting and speaking if you haven't. I know I will make the blanket offer now that if you want help, if you want to practice your talk and you want somebody else on the other side of the presentation to not necessarily give you feedback, but just to receive that. Sometimes it's easier to give a presentation to somebody else. Please hit me up on the MacAdmin Slack. I'm more than happy to do that for all of you. Plus, I get to hear your talk before everybody else, which makes me feel awesome.
You heard it here, folks. We're helpful people, and we love to help you. What else does ChatGPT want us to talk about, JD?
Since we use chat for everything that we do here, we might have fed random ideas into the chatbot and asked it to create an outline for us. I think the next thing we should talk about, and part of the reason I have a Nick on the pod, is the Capture the Flag, which was highly successful last year. What are some other juicy details you can give us, Nick?
Well, I put out the teaser with Hoth, but one thing that I'll go into is there will be quite some clues that you may want to be paying attention to from here on out. The Rebel Alliance sure does like to hide in snow in the middle of Hoth, so you never know what messages we may have in the future. And so it's always encouraging to see people want to ask me to how can they help, and also to look forward to next year competition. And one thing I will say is that even though we keep calling it Capture the Flag, I think one of the biggest sentiments from last year was that it's kind of like a puzzle room or an escape room. So one clues lead to another, and it really does make it more a group effort. And one thing that we are thinking about this year is how do we make it where we can possibly try to do Rebels versus Empire. So one of the things is that we can try to do is have you choose a team, and depending on which team you are, so if you're the Empire or the Rebel Alliance, the challenges are going to be slightly different, though they could essentially affect each other. So that is still to be worked on. We're trying to make it different from last time, but very much open to all on the experience level, and also fun for everyone.
And you don't necessarily need to know or be a huge Star Wars fan to play along,
correct? Correct. Yeah, we try to make it. The challenges are all technical. So they're ones that either because you come to the conference because you're a systems administrator, we have technical challenges that will be with them. Then there's the ones that are in the security field. So we've got some security, some security challenges. That's one reason why we like teams, right? So people who may not know one thing another person will enjoy. And then also to the ability for people who've never done a Capture the Flag to join in. So lots of experience levels, you know, and anyone can really join.
And we might start it earlier this time, so we do it in the afternoon instead of just the evening, to help people try it a little bit earlier in the day. So
yes, trying to get more people. So it was fun with the group that we had, but you know, now let's take it up to 11 and get more people to join.
Excellent.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, I am excited. There's so much to do, so much to plan. If you're a sponsor and you want to sponsor Mac DevOps, we are a small community conference, and we would love to have you involved. Yeah, we're always looking for companies that are directly applicable to the attendees, and you know, great success will be had by mingling at our conference. We don't do tables like other conferences. We basically, everyone hangs out together and we learn from everybody. So everybody is welcome, and we love to learn from sponsors and vendors and all the attendees, and it's a sharing conference. So
yeah, I can definitely say the hallway track is one of the best parts. Not to say that the presentations aren't great, but that other track, the hallway track, is fantastic with Mac DevOps, and you definitely get the opportunity to talk to everybody in attendance. Over the 3 days, you will definitely have time in various rooms to chat with people and seek each other out and join a conversation. And we always encourage C-shaped groups so that there's always an open spot to join a conversation for that. So whether you're a sponsor, you're an attendee, yeah, come join the conversation.
Yeah, come to our beautiful city and learn to love nature and technology all in one place. We love it. If you haven't ridden the sea bus, you must try it.
It's a 3-hour cruise.
It's a 3-hour cruise. It's only 15 minutes. No, it's not less than 15 minutes. It comes every 15 minutes. It's but 10 minutes. Visit the beautiful North Shore, the shore to the north.
So, Matt, what's going on with early bird tickets this year?
Well, we are doing something bold and crazy where we have the store. Well, it's not really a store. It's a portal of excellence. That's what we're rebranding it. If you want to donate to Mac DevOps, then donations are open. And in our spirit of giving, because it's the giving season, it's always giving season, right? If you donate, then you can get a ticket to the conference. So donate now and get yourself a ticket. Official tickets will be available in the new year. Yeah. Just know that nobody will be refused from coming to the conference. We always want everyone to show up. If you really want to be with us, then we will accept you. The venue costs money, the food costs money, everything costs money, so contributions are welcome. Yeah. Say hi to us and give a gift of the conference. Join us.
Excellent. Excellent. So you have it here that year 11, the 11th anniversary of Mac DevOps is happening this coming June 11th through the 13th, 2025, at SVU Harbor Center in beautiful downtown Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah. Mac DevOps YVR number 11 on the 11th of June. I mean, who could have planned that? I don't know.
I know, right? It's crazy.
It takes a team.
Or a lot of happy accidents.
Yeah, I'm sure WWDC will be announced the exact same week. Who knows? But
who knows?
We'll have a lot to talk about.
We'll let you know in May or June.
Yeah. Before everything happens, we'll know. Well, thank you to Nick and JD, with whom I could not do anything awesome. So thank you so much, both of you, and the other rest of the peoples in the backgrounds that contribute. So thank you to everyone. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. These are all the things I can say. But cool. See you all in 2025.
Thank you for joining us today for the Mac DevOps podcast. Thank you to our guests. And thank you to our co-hosts. Today's episode was edited by JD Strong. Please like and share this podcast on your favorite podcast service.
Planning conferences is easy, right?
Conferences happen despite your best intentions.